This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to USA Prepares. This is your captain, John Reagan. I'm sitting in for Vincent this week as he's taking care of his farming duties. We have with us Derek Gilbert from Skywatch TV. And I know we're running out of time last hour, but what caught me there is one of the things we have to deal with is, you know, ever since our languages got confused, there are many names for the same thing or many names for the same person. And sometimes we don't see the picture because we're only used to seeing that one slice of it. And I don't remember who I was listening to when they said that Gilgamesh was another name for Nimrod. Mm-hmm. And why that gets to be critical in today's time, it goes back to the Gulf War, and this was before Bush did his mission accomplished thing on the aircraft carrier. We went into the tomb of Gilgamesh and got his body, and the reports are it was in an amazing state of preservation. And that means we have in our possession his DNA. And given the technology that we now have, it's not too much of a stretch that we could have the body of Nimrod that could be inhabited by his spirit. Just...
Well, that's interesting speculation, but what it does, there was in fact a British archaeological team that, or rather a German team, it was reported by the BBC in March of 2003, just before the U.S. invaded, that the tomb of Gilgamesh had been found at underneath what would have been a course of the Euphrates River at that time. It's shifted its course since then, but it would have been under the river at the time that the grave was put down there. Now, I've not seen any evidence or any reports on what happened since then, but it's certainly possible that the body was exhumed by the archaeologists who were working there. I know that there are reports of things that were taken from the museum in Baghdad, old artifacts that have not turned up, at least publicly, since then. And you know, only God knows where those things are these days. In my research, I tend to follow the work of Egyptologist David Roll, who contends that the Sumerian king Enmerkar, who was two generations before Gilgamesh, matches up with the biblical description of Nimrod. Enmerkar is a compound word. En means Lord, and kar is a suffix that means hunter. And in the book of Genesis, we read that Nimrod was described as a mighty hunter before the Lord. Nimrod was the second generation after the flood. According to the Sumerian king list, which is a record of who ruled over ancient Sumer when Enmerkar was the second king after the flood swept over. But the evidence is even more than just, you know, pegging when the king ruled after the flood. There's a poem that's survived from ancient Mesopotamia called Enmerkar and the Lord of Arata. And no one's really sure where this land Arata was. It might be Armenia, which in the time of David was called Urartu. Of course, Ararat is that same region. That's where Noah landed the boat. So it's possible that it was in that area. But the point of this poem that survived is that this king Enmerkar, who I believe was Nimrod, was putting the screws to this kingdom because it had lots of raw materials, lumber and jewels and precious metals and things, things you don't find in southeastern Iraq, which is where Nimrod's kingdom, Uruk, was located. Now, the Bible tells us the center of his kingdom was Babel and Erech, E-R-E-C-H. Scholars spell the name of the city U-R-U-K, Uruk. We still call it 5,000 years later by the same name, Iraq. That's how influential Nimrod was. Why did Nimrod need building materials, things that he couldn't get from the sand or from the marshy area of southeastern Iraq? Well, he wanted to rebuild a temple in his home city, or build a temple to the goddess Inanna, who, as you mentioned correctly, John, just another example of the same entity known by different names throughout history. Inanna isn't a familiar name to us, but we've heard of Ishtar. We've also heard of Venus and Aphrodite. Astarte was the Canaanite name. They were all the same entity, the goddess of sex. And when I mean sex, I mean gender fluid, extramarital, carnal sex. And the goddess of sex and war. That was one of the things that this king Enmerkar wanted to do, build this big glorious temple to make Inanna the patron goddess, the patron deity of his city and thus his kingdom. That was Nimrod's guiding star, was the goddess Inanna slash Ishtar slash Venus. But the other thing he wanted to do was build up a temple at a city called Eridu. And this is why in the book The Great Inception, I argue that Eridu was the site of the Tower of Babel, not Babylon. Babylon didn't even exist when Nimrod walked the earth. Babylon didn't even become Babylon as we know it from the Bible until about the time of Abraham. I mean, when Abraham was coming out of Ur, and I also argue in the book that it was not southeast Iraq like we are normally taught, that it was in southern Turkey. But when Abraham was being called by the Lord to go to Canaan, was about the time that a group of people called the Amorites were setting up this new kingdom centered on an unimportant little village named Babylon. Nimrod, or Enmerkar, the Sumerian king, probably lived 1,200 or 1,300 years earlier. But there is a city that the Mesopotamians, the Sumerians, remembered in their records as being the very first city. When kingship was lowered from heaven, it descended at Eridu. And archaeologists have found in digging at Eridu the remains of the largest and the oldest ziggurat, which is that Mesopotamian step pyramid. Of course, the Egyptians later copied that shape for their own pyramids. The oldest and largest ziggurat in Mesopotamia is at Eridu, not at Babylon, not at Ur, or any of the other famous cities of the ancient Sumer, but it was at Eridu. It was the temple to a god called Enki. Enki, like Enmerkar, is a compound word. Enki means Lord of the Earth. Now, we look at the Bible and we find that there's an entity that Jesus called God of this world or Prince of this world. Of course, that's Satan. The other key fact about this temple, the temple to the god Enki, was called the E-Abzu, means House of the Abzu. And the Abzu was this body of fresh water that existed beneath the temple. So he was the god who provided the fresh water that was necessary to life, because when you live in a desert like Iraq, you die without the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. So this god Enki in ancient Sumerian art is depicted with two streams of water flowing out of his shoulders, one representing the Tigris, the other representing the Euphrates. He was the god who brought, he was also the god of wisdom and magic and the god who brought the gifts of civilization to humanity, sort of the Prometheus of Sumerian legend. He was a god who brought enlightenment to humanity. He was also the god who sent forth these creatures called the Apkallu to bring the gifts of civilization to humanity. And a scholar a few years ago by the name of Amar Anus wrote a paper, and he showed that the Apkallu were actually the watchers. And the Mesopotamians knew about the watchers, they just called them the Apkallu, and they were the creation of this god Enki, who lived at this lived in this Abzu, this body of water beneath his temple at the city of Eridu. The watchers, of course, are the angels who came down at Mount Hermon in Genesis 6, brought forbidden knowledge, created the Nephilim. That all comes from this god, Enki. Well, this king Enmerkar, Nimrod, wanted to rebuild the E-Abzu, the house of the Abzu, and make it a glorious, shining mountain. This is in the poem, Enmerkar and the Lord of Arada. A glorious, shining mountain. He wanted to make it the abode of the gods. And this is a phrase we come across a number of times in Mesopotamian literature, but also in Second Temple Jewish literature. It refers to a holy mountain. And Ezekiel 28 tells us that Eden was the holy mountain of God. We know that God's throne is now established on Mount Zion. That is the holy mountain of God. But the pagan gods also had holy mountains. Mount Hermon was one. Mount Zaphon is on the Turkish border with Syria, right on the Mesopotamia or the Mediterranean coast. That was where Baal's palace was located. Of course, Mount Sinai during the Exodus was where God met face to face with Moses, Aaron, and the 70 elders of Egypt. That was a holy mountain. But in Sumer, southeastern Iraq, there are no mountains. They had to create an artificial mountain. That's what Babel was. Bab Elu in the Akkadian means gate of the gods. This was to be a gateway to the spirit realm, which this king Nimrod Enmerkar, the Sumerian king, wanted to create above the Abzu. He wanted to create an artificial holy mountain to serve as the abode of the gods right there in southeastern Iraq. And it's at this point I should point out that Abzu is the word from which we get the English word abyss. This king, Nimrod, wanted to create a holy mountain, artificial holy mountain, to serve as a gateway to the spirit realm, the abode of the gods, right there above the abyss. So when God came down, when Yahweh came down and said, let's put a stop to this, confuse their language, it wasn't just because humans were getting too prideful, too big for their britches. And if God would come down and intervene every time humans got a little too uppity, he'd be down here every week. This was something really specific that had to be stopped. And I believe it has to do with what is recorded in this Sumerian poem that scholars dug up about 150 years ago and translated. That Nimrod, Enmerkar, was trying to create a literal dwelling place for the gods right there in his kingdom.
This is John Reagan with Derek Gilbert. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
It's John Reagan at the controls today. Have Derek Gilbert from Skywatch TV with us. You know, I was thinking while you were talking, there was have been a number of the clay tablets from Sumer found, and I was reading an article on that years ago, so I may not have all the facts straight, but I believe it was from the British Museum, and it was a tablet talking about something, you know, just ordinary life. I believe it was like an agriculture, either a transaction or an inventory. And then when it got to the backside where they dated it, it was like, you know, 3 years after the completion of the ship for the god Inki. And, you know, it's you start wondering exactly what was going on, and I even wonder what type of ship was it. You know, was it a water ship, an airship, or a spaceship? We don't know. Certainly, you know, the fallen angels brought certain technology to Earth. I remember, again, going back to the 2012 Prophecy Summit, you know, L.A. Marzulli was there talking about these flying saucers that the Nazis built. There were two different programs, and each were associated with a group of witches. And you start getting more and more bizarre connections. Of course, the Nazis had a base in Antarctica, which is something that's heating up, pardon the pun, lately, where we've had all these world leaders go down there, and I don't think they're going down there to look at ice and penguins.
I would suspect not. I know that there were, and I'm not an expert on the religious rituals and rites of ancient the ancient world. I've done a lot of reading on this over the last year, but that doesn't make me an expert by any stretch. I believe there was an annual ceremony where they had to travel. The god, which was localized in a an idol. I mean, idols were not worshipped in the ancient world. And this is another misconception that we have in our churches, that the pagans of the ancient world were actually worshipping the little blocks of wood and stone that were carved to represent their gods. Those idols gave localization, locality, to the god, so that they knew where, you know, what direction to face when they were praying to it. But the block of stone wasn't the god itself. But every year they would make a trip, if I remember correctly, and I could be wrong about this, but they would make a trip in the boat from the various temples, Inanna from Uruk, Enki from Eridu, and they would go to Nippur, which was the city of the chief god Enlil, and they would meet at the temple there of Enlil. That may be what was referred to on the backside of that tablet. It's a really interesting deception that the enemy has worked through these ancient gods. Everything that we know about them comes from the post-flood era, pretty much, because writing was not invented until after the post-flood era, or at least nothing that we can identify as pre-flood. Nothing written that we can identify as pre-flood has come down to us. It's believed that writing was invented in Sumer, around the year 3000 BC or thereabouts, by this King Enmerkar, who I believe is Nimrod. All we know is what took place after the flood, at least in terms of what the Sumerians wrote down about their gods. But as I mentioned in the first hour, over the last 150 or 200 years, as these tablets have been dug out of the sand in places like Iraq and Syria and western Iran, southern Turkey, Israel, Jordan, Lebanon, and then translated by scholars, the deception, the original deception, of course, was that these fallen angels, if you want to call them that rather than gods, that's fine. These false gods deceived the ancient world into worshiping them instead of the creator. But then as scholars in the last century and a half have translated these tablets, they have come to the conclusion, and this is the second level of the deception, that the Hebrew Bible, the Bible on which we base our faith as Christians, was simply rehashed Mesopotamian religion, as if the Hebrews, alone among the peoples of history, couldn't come up with their own cosmology. It's a double lie, and it's pulled many very intelligent people away.
This is John Reagan with Terry Gilbert. We'll be back after the bottom of the hour break.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protobite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protobite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protobite is nutrition you can feel. Protobite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
And this is John Reagan with Derek Gilbert. You know, when I was in the Air Force, I spent 3 years in Germany, and God didn't give me the gift of languages, so I started appreciating how difficult it was just translating from one modern European language to another. And it was also at that same time that a movie came out, you've probably seen it, Back to the Future, mm-hmm. where you know, they went back 30 years, and we had a humorous scene in there, you know, at the counter where Marty was trying to order something, and you know, you find out just how much words change in the same language over 30 years. And you consider the Bible, which is much older than that, you've got a Middle Eastern language, you have cultural differences. We also, again, in our modern age, don't understand the agricultural references that, you know, Jesus often uses to teach. So it is a challenge for learning. And another rabbit trail, the calendar we use, which comes from the Romans, it's kind of interesting when you, learn what the words mean. Most of it are for months dedicated to gods or Roman emperors who were treated as gods.
Mm-hmm.
But not all the months were named. So when you get past August, September, October, November, December, those still retain their numbers. The Sept is 7, Oct is 8, Novum 9, and December 10, like, you know, decade and decimal, all those references. So once you learn that, you start seeing, well, if December is the 10th month, so you got January, February, that makes March the first month. And now things start lining up a bit. You know, everybody's been exposed to astrology and knows that Aries starts in March. Well, it all lines up. Where does the word March come from? Mars, the god of war.
Right.
Aries, another name for the god of war. So if you look at the calendar we use, the very first month is dedicated to war.
And the transition from a lunar calendar, which of course was specified by God to Moses, which was common in the ancient world, to the solar calendar, was also a big shift in religion and cosmology. One of the things I stumbled across, not intending to, because I wasn't really looking for this, my goal when I started out to write the Great Inception was to look at the importance of these holy mountains throughout history. As I mentioned, Eden was a holy mountain. Most of us think, well, you know, the Garden of Eden. Well, yeah, but Ezekiel 28 makes it clear it was the holy mountain of God. Then we've got these pagan holy mountains, Mount Hermon, which was not only the god or the mountain where the watchers descended and hatched their plan to corrupt mankind through procreation and forbidden knowledge. It was known to the ancient Near East as the Mount of Assembly of the chief god of the Canaanite pantheon, El, who, by the way, also took the name that God, the creator god, Yahweh, identified himself to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as, you know, El Shaddai. It wasn't until Moses that he told him that his name was Yahweh, Yahweh. Again, part of a deception, a psyop, a psychological operation to change what people believe by feeding us false information. These fallen angels, these false gods, small g gods, have been doing this ever since the Garden, the very first lie in the book. Ye shall be as gods. I mentioned Mount Zaphon, which was the holy mountain of Baal, where his temple was located, or his palace, rather, was located. God then, when he called the Israelites out of Egypt, they met at the mountain of God, which is Sinai, Mount Horeb, Mount Paran, different names in the Bible, all referring to the same mountain. And now the battle, the final battle of history, will be for God's holy mountain, where he has now established his throne and has since the time of David, Mount Zion, the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. The reason there is so much anger, animosity, hatred directed at the Jews for control of the Temple Mount, or wanting control of the Temple Mount, even just wanting access to the Temple Mount, to be honest, is because in the spirit realm, these small g gods know that that is where Yahweh is going to establish his eternal throne when the Messiah returns, and they're trying to preempt it. This is what Isaiah 14, Ezekiel 28 are all about, wanting to establish another Mount of Assembly or Mount of the Congregation that is supreme, superior to that of Yahweh. What I stumbled onto in researching all of these mountains and their relationship to human history, history that's in the Bible, if we know to look at it with eyes open to this divine council concept and the existence of these small g gods, was the importance of the moon god in history. I mean, we're told often that a lot of pagan worship in the Old Testament era was of the sun god. And yes, the sun god, known to the Hebrews as Shamash, was one of the main gods of the pantheon. But it was really the moon god, who was called Sin by the Semites, the Amorites that the Israelites had to push out of Canaan, called it the Yarik. That was not only more important than the sun god, but there's some evidence that I'm digging up now, again, known to secular scholars, but not known to us in the church, is that it appears that the moon god was the chief god of the pantheon, that the founders of Babylon, who were Amorites, and by the way, I cover some of this in the book, The Great Inception, talking about the sin of the Amorites, or the iniquity of the Amorites, which God mentions to Abraham when they make a covenant, Genesis chapter 15. Your descendants will return from a land that is not their own in the fourth generation, because the iniquity of the Amorites is not yet complete. And that started me down another rabbit trail. What does that mean? Well, the Amorites founded Babylon, and the whole occult system of Babylon was Amorite. There is no ethnicity called Babylonian. Okay? Babylon was founded by Amorites. Its kings were Amorite. Its people were Amorite. Their religion was Amorite. They were Amorite. But the chief god, even though the chief god of Babylon itself, the city god of Babylon, was Marduk, who became the king of the gods in the Babylonian pantheon, the chief god of the founder and the royal house of Babylon that followed the founder of Babylon was Sin, the moon god. So, again, the enemy taking this lunar calendar that God had established with Moses, and even a couple of generations, you know, actually several hundred years before Moses, set up this moon god as the chief god of the pantheon of the Amorites, the ruling house of Babylon. Now, I mentioned that Yarik was the name given to the moon god by the Amorites. That's where the city of Jericho got its name. I mean, if you know anything about Semitic languages, you know that we often substitute a J in English for a Y in the Semitic, like Hebrew. So Yarik, Jericho, same name. In fact, there was an Amorite tribe that also took its name from the moon god that may have been their home city. Now, scholars have known for a long time, and some Christian scholars have known, that Jericho was a city of the moon god. It was a center of the moon god cult. But what we often overlook in the story of the conquest of Canaan, when Joshua took the Israelites and crossed the River Jordan, and, you know, we remember the story, the spectacular imagery of the Israelite priests leading the army into battle instead of the other way around. I mean, most armies throughout history, you put the soldiers in front and the priests are in the back to, you know, bless everything and pray that things go well. With Israel, you put the priests out front because they're doing the Lord's work here, marching around the city with their trumpets on the seventh day, blowing the trumpets, and the walls came tumbling down. But I had never noticed before the timing of the attack on Jericho. As you mentioned, John, the new year always began in March because December was the 10th month, and then you got January, February. In the lunar calendar, the first the spring began, the new year began with the spring equinox, which usually falls in March or thereabouts. And when you read the account in Joshua, you see that after crossing the river, the Israelites celebrated the Passover, which is always on the 15th day of the month of Nisan, the 15th day of the first month of the year. Well, in the lunar calendar, the new month, the new year, begins with the new moon, when the moon is totally blacked out in the sky. And I don't think this is coincidental, but that's when the Babylonians, the Amorites, celebrated their big New Year festival, which is a 12-day festival called the Akitu Festival, honoring the god Marduk in his victory over the Chaos Dragon Tiamat, basically taking onto Marduk a victory that went to Yahweh, God, because essentially it's Yahweh defeated Leviathan, except in Mesopotamian cosmology, they wanted to give the credit for that victory to the chief god Marduk. As soon as their New Year's festival ended, the Israelites begin celebrating, pretty much about 3 days later, begin celebrating the Passover. The Passover then falls on the full moon. And it's immediately then after the full moon that the attack begins on Jericho. God had Joshua and the Israelites begin the attack on the city of the moon god on the very first full moon of the new year, as if to show this moon god that you follow has no power.
Wow. You know,
and there are multiple examples of things like that throughout the Bible, if you know what to look for.
And we're looking at, you know, spring's about March 20th, where Aries starts a 12-day celebration, gets you to about April 1st. And one of the theories why they're called April Fools is because they wanted to keep to the old calendar instead of switching to the first month being January. John Reagan and Derek Gilbert will be back after the break.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these
these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
This is John Reagan with Derek Gilbert. We just have 5 minutes left. So much. I imagine some of you out there, this is the first time you've heard some of this. And I would encourage you, get your tickets to Hear the Watchman. Hear the Watchman, MEN.com. You can go to my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. Click on the news tab, and it's the first link on all my posts going back for quite a while. And it's true, you could get this on DVD and watch and listen to what all the speakers have to say, but it's not the same thing as being there. On the speaker side of things, you get a chance to interact, ask questions, but more importantly, you need to be there for the people that's there, because it's these connections that can really even be the difference between life and death with what's coming. And I can't tell you exactly when, but when it does, it is going to be devastating. I personally have SkyWatchTV.com as a link that's bookmarked. I go to it daily to check out their news. I subscribe to their YouTube channel. Don't get a chance to watch all that I want to. They do great work. And I guess I'll just turn it over to you, Derek. What do you want to add and wrap up with?
Well, I agree with your assessment, your reasons for attending a conference like this. As you say, you can get the information from the live stream that would be available for this particular conference or the DVD set afterward, but there's something about the fellowship of getting together with other people who see what is going on, who understand that there is more, that there are more people out there who get it, because being aware and awake is not a way to win friends and influence people in our culture, in our world. But the people who get it are not alone. And so attending a conference like this and being able to fellowship with other believers who understand that we're in the middle of a supernatural war, and the stakes are literally the souls of our families, our friends, and everyone that we love. So that is really uplifting. That's, I guess, one of the things that really surprised me when I started attending these prophecy conferences and then began interviewing speakers and then began speaking at these conferences myself. The topics can be really frightening, but only if you're coming at this from a secular worldview. I mean, you see that there are bad things happening in the world around us and that things are likely to get worse economically, politically. Here in the United States, it's my belief that we're headed toward a balkanization where, like the former Yugoslavia, is now broken up into Serbia, Croatia, Bosnia, Herzegovina, and Kosovo. We may wind up broken up into smaller enclaves here in the United States. We shouldn't assume that we're going to be around forever in this political structure. History, if it tells us nothing else, just looking back over 6,000 years of recorded history, we should know that diversity plus proximity equals violence. So, but if you understand that God foresaw all of this and has an end game worked out that will provide for all eternity the security that you and your family truly need and want, you can attend a conference like this and get all of this information and still come away feeling uplifted and encouraged and energized. And that's not to say that any of us are saying, you know, God's got it all worked out, so just sit back and go to sleep. Not at all. We know we're in a fight for our lives, but we've read the end of the book and we know who wins.
And Christianity is not a spectator sport.
Amen.
Well, Derek, thank you for being with us today, and I'll be talking with you later.
And I look forward to meeting you in Dallas.
Remember, class, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.